Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for young people ages 15 to 24 and surpassed only by homicide and accidents, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. According to a 2004 report distributed by the National Institute of Mental Health, research shows that among the risk factors for suicide are depression and substance abuse. The risk for suicide frequently occurs in combination with external stressors that seem to overwhelm at-risk teens, such as disciplinary problems, losses, family violence, sexual orientation confusion, physical and sexual abuse, and being the victim of bullying. Screening and educational programs for suicidal thoughts and depression that identify at-risk adolescents, such as Drs. Asseltine and DiMartino's research, have proved helpful as suicide prevention efforts. Educating teens to get help reduces suicidal attempts and thus can save lives. If you hear a teen talking about dying, using weapons or other types of self-harm, and saying things like, "Everyone would be better off without me," take these depressed or suicidal statements seriously. Express caring and concern. Go with them to tell another respected adult, teacher, or their parents. Help them find and get mental health resources. Most schools have confidential guidance and counseling services. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.